Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net, which has everything from a built-in player to hear each episode there, links to various podcast platforms where you can listen and subscribe slash follow, logos to click on to follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, as well as join the Facebook group. Plus, the website has a bio about me and even an area called For Listeners, where you can submit your prayer requests, among other options. And speaking of social media, you hear me saying regularly on this show that I am the chief cook and bottle washer for all things Catholic Sports Radio, meaning that I not only do the interviews and off-the-air work, but of course, even the three social media accounts as well. Everybody knows all too well what a challenge it can be when it comes to content creation for social media accounts. I recommend that you relieve yourself of that burden and put it in the capable hands of the people at Merchantside Marketing Group. Even though you've heard me talk about them as the folks who built CatholicSportsRadio.net, they don't only do website work. The second word in their company name should tell you that. In fact, they will do a daily social media post for you, as in branded content 365 days a year to any social media network of your choice to increase your social media presence and engagement. Align your business, product, or service with folks who are pros by getting in touch with Merchantside Marketing Group through one of their ads on CatholicSportsRadio.net. And of course, do make sure you tell them you heard them on this show. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. We are less than 2 weeks away from Christmas now, which means a lot of people are panicking because it means fewer and fewer days left to shop. Parents are well-intentioned, but it's easy to get lured into thinking, I've got to get my kid the newest, best, most expensive hockey stick as a Christmas gift. Or the name brand cleats for soccer, or the softball bat that will allow my daughter to be a better hitter and get a college scholarship. However, what's happening there is the financial blessings are getting convoluted into thinking, I'm using my riches to give my son or daughter the best. I want to spoil them and make sure they have the best equipment that's going to put them in a position to be looked at as the best on their team, in their sport. But in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, Jesus tells us in verses 21 and 22 that the riches and all that come with them are the last thing we need if the real goal we're focused on is our Heavenly Father. It reads, Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Friends, I know it's a tough message for us all at a time of year when we do just want to act out of love, but our Heavenly Father calls us all year round to strive to be the best version of ourselves that will put us on the track to be with Him forever. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is in his 20th season as an NBA referee, having officiated more than 1,100 regular season and over 50 playoff games. He also worked the 2015 NBA All-Star Game in New York. Before joining the NBA, he officiated for 7 years in the CBA, where he worked the Finals and All-Star Game. In addition, he spent 4 years in the WNBA. He also has 2 years of college officiating experience and 10 years of experience as a high school official. Back in his days as a student athlete in high school, he played basketball, football, and golf. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Pat Freier.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Pat. Thank you. Looking forward to this. Pat, you had the typical cradle Catholic upbringing, and in the lead-up to our conversation today, I love the sports analogy you used in telling me about your grandmother attending church regularly.
Yeah, I was a cradle Catholic. I went to Catholic grade school, K through 8, at Hastings Parochial School in Hastings, Minnesota. Complete with the nuns. My family had season tickets for church. My grandma even got us the extra holy days of obligation package, which was nice. And as a kid, I had all my Catholic boxes checked, baptism through confirmation, In the end, I came out of grade school knowing a lot about God, but just not knowing him personally yet.
And where was this that you grew up and attended church?
Hastings, Minnesota.
Where in Minnesota is that?
It's southeast of the Twin Cities, about a half an hour.
Okay. And what church was that you had season tickets to?
Back then it was St. Boniface.
Okay. I mentioned in the intro that you played three different sports in high school, which can make for a busy schedule for someone that age, always going off to some sport, plus keeping up with schoolwork, maybe dating. So were you able to keep practicing your Catholic faith, or did that fall by the wayside?
Well, it definitely fell by the wayside. As I ventured into public high school, I began to wander from the faith. As my independence increased, so did my distance from God. In high school, I discovered sports and girls, and they became the priority.
So high school, it sounds like you're saying that sports and girls are what took you away, but does the fact that you mentioned it was a public high school, I'm guessing that you're also implying that didn't help, because for K-8, here you had gone to a Catholic school, and all of a sudden there's not even that curriculum.
Yeah, the emphasis wasn't there on faith in high school, so the void of that now opens your mind to other things.
Mm. Well, in the intro, I did not mention anything about you college-wise. What school did you go to, and were you playing any sports in college? And then again, same question, how did things go faith-wise during that point in your life?
Yeah, I attended the University of Minnesota, me and 65,000 of my closest friends. And so needless to say, I did not play any sports for the U, mm-hmm. which actually helped me get started in officiating.
Mm. Okay. Well, I was just going to say, whenever I have a referee or umpire on the show, I do always like to ask when, why, and how did you decide that you wanted to get into officiating?
Yeah, for me, it was a mixture of, having it in my family. My dad was a high school and college referee, and one of his partners that he worked with quite a bit was Kenny Maurer, who was the first NBA referee for Minnesota. And I got to meet Kenny when I was about 6 years old, and I watched him go on and get hired in the minor leagues, and then later on into the NBA.
So is this also a case of, and shame on me for not remembering the guest, I know there was someone on recently who talked about that point that a student athlete gets to in their quote-unquote career when they realize, I'm just not good enough, I'm not going to go on to the pros, I don't have a future in my sport as an athlete. So was that the case for you? Because you said you didn't play any sports in college, so is it a case of, okay, I played basketball in high school and I'm imagining that you enjoyed it, but did that have something to do with it too, that, okay, I'm not playing basketball in college, I still want to stay involved with the sport? Because I think that is something that there needs to be a greater awareness of, is just because someone's playing days are over with doesn't mean they can't still be involved in the sport, and that might be as an umpire or a referee.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a national officiating shortage currently. So I would definitely recommend athletes who are ending their playing era and they still want to be attached to the sport, any sport, to look at officiating.
Yeah. Well, so what was it like when you first got hired in 1994 into officiating in the CBA? Was it, ugh, this isn't the NBA? Or was it, great, this is my stepping stone to get to the NBA?
It was exciting. It was definitely my stepping stone to the NBA. It actually gave me a place to referee, because at 20 years old, there was people in Minnesota that didn't think I was ready for a high school varsity game, much less professional. So it was nice to have a venue to officiate.
And for the audience, I mentioned in the intro that Pat actually spent 4 years in the WNBA. There are two past guests on this show. If you want to go back and listen, if you never heard my interviews, they are two gentlemen who coached both in the NBA and in the WNBA. I'm talking about Richie Adubato, that was episode 122, and Paul Westhead, that was episode 110. If you want to hear a couple of guys talk about not only their NBA coaching days, but time that they spent in the WNBA as Pat did. And by the way, as much as I can, I'm always trying to thank everyone who listens to the show, but I want to take time out to specifically thank one listener in particular, Matt Zenner, who is the latest donor to Catholic Sports Radio. When I emailed him to say thank you, he mentioned that he is a Third Order Franciscan from Oak Lawn, Illinois. He made a financial contribution to my ministry by using the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. It's a big help to me anytime someone does that or sends me a check, since I don't get any income from doing this, nor do I have any sponsors, so I otherwise have to try to cover all the expenses out of my own pocket. And I get it, by the way, that might seem a little confusing as to what expenses I could possibly have, quote unquote, just doing a weekly 30 or so minute show, which is why I have detailed in a great number of episodes specific costs that I get faced with or opportunities that I have to pass up because I just can't come up with the money out of my own pocket to take advantage of pursuing them. Again, this is just all me, no staff or volunteers. But regardless, the aim is to have this ministry be something that helps you in your faith life. If it takes using sports and its connection to our Catholic faith to move people closer to God, then thanks be to Him for using me as part of this vehicle to draw more people closer. So I do hope you find value in all that I do and that this show has made an impact on your faith life, and as a result is something you'd like to support with a one-time contribution. Just like Matt Zenner from Oak Lawn, Illinois did, on the website, you can use the Donate to CSR button that makes it fast and easy for you to contribute securely online in any amount you wish. There's no drop-down menu of amounts to choose from. You put in whatever amount you're comfortable with. Do please prayerfully consider what you can do for this ministry in terms of financial support to help me offset the various costs that I have to otherwise find a way to take on my own. And by the way, instead of doing it online, electronically, through the website, alternatively, as some folks have opted to do instead, you can get in touch with me through the contact section of CatholicSportsRadio.net to ask for the mailing address, and I will personally write you back with details on where you can send a check. I'm very grateful to everyone who listens to the show and would most appreciate your considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing as I continue working to use this ministry to bring more people closer to Christ. Pat, I mentioned in the intro that you are now 20 years into your NBA officiating career, which means that 2001 was the year that you must have had some kind of celebration for getting hired into the pros.
Yes, I got hired in 2001. So we have 20 in, and this is the 21st. All glory to God. But now that I look back, once I got in the NBA, I switched to a new idol, and that was called the American Dream. And that allowed me to hide making money behind the noble task of, quote, you know, taking care of my family. And it's funny because God didn't stop me. He gave me everything I wanted. I had the house I wanted, the cars, the 2.2 kids, even the dog. So, but he was right. You know, there's a saying that we all have a God-shaped hole in us and nothing will fill it except for Him. And I believe that was his point to me.
Oh, wow. Wow. So then share with the audience about 2016 and some research that you did that year.
Okay, so fast forward 10 years in the league. I actually started a summer camp for aspiring referees in 2011. And each year I would have a different theme that I would teach about. So in 2016... I chose the theme of an official's biggest enemy. And what I wanted to teach was it actually is our ego. So I researched the ego. And during my research, I realized that, you know, the ego touches every part of our life, including our faith. And, you know, ego is Latin for the word self. And basically all it does is it puts itself first above everything, including God. So it chases what I call all the shiny things of life, power, position, possessions, and pleasure. But it truly is our biggest enemy in life.
So before I go on, I just want to be clear. So when you did this research, were you still writing what I guess at that point would be 15 years of worshiping this idea of, hey, everybody, look at me now. I'm an NBA referee. Is that what you're saying? That even to up until that point, that was still kind of your holy grail, so to speak?
Yes, I was. I was just kind of chasing the American dream, thinking that, you know, that's what life is all about.
Mm. So I'm sure a large percentage of the audience is familiar with Father Larry Richards. Talk about the impact that he had on you.
Yeah, I would call this how I was kind of brought back to the fold, so to speak. Father Larry Richards and his book, Be a Man, it was actually given to me as a gift by one of the aspiring referees that attended my camp. Mm. And, you know, to be honest, I wasn't ready for it. So I, you know, graciously accepted it and put it in my backpack where I forgot about it for about 9 months. And I didn't pull it out and read it until like the next season, where I was incredibly bored on a flight. And so I began to read it, and I just got punched right in the face, right from chapter one. You know, being written for men, it was simple in nature, because it had to be. but he wanted to challenge men about what they believe and why. So he started off with some very simple questions. You know, do you believe in God? How about Christ? Was he the Son of God? Do you believe in heaven and hell? You know, do you believe in an afterlife? And so mentally I was checking yes in all these boxes. But then he asked if your life reflects what you just said you believe. And it was like, oh boy, there was a major disconnect there. So his question was, are you living for eternity or are you living just for today? And I thought, oh wow, what a great question.
So hearing that, I want to go back to earlier in our discussion. You said that God was giving you everything that you were praying for. So you had asked for being an NBA referee. You had asked for the typical, I should say, the stereotypical American family, etc. So were you able to look back and see, and forgive me if this isn't really the way to phrase the question, but were you able to look back and see why he gave you all those things, even though you weren't where you came to once you read Father Larry's book?
Yeah, I would say that I didn't ask for those things. I pursued them on my own power and my own desire. And going back to, you know, that God-shaped hole, you know, which I didn't find until I researched the ego somewhere. I really liked that phrase. And it was very revealing that that's exactly what I was doing. I was just filling this hole up with kind of the next shiny thing to come along in life. And, you know, it was kind of the research ego was on a collision course with Father Larry's book. And then it just kind of all exploded on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect storm, so to speak. So then are you in any sort of position to, I don't want to say minister to, but even if it's just, you know, a friendly piece of advice, when you see a new referee coming in, to kind of just, you know, put your arm around that guy and say, hey, look, you know, just so you know, this is a real blessing that you have here before you. Embrace it, be thankful for it, but don't worship this job that you have.
Absolutely. And it all starts with what Father Larry gave me was the right perspective. Like, when I talk to a referee, you know, I like to find out, you know, what's the most important thing in your life. And, you know, a lot of times the answer is going to be family, which is, it's a good answer, but you know, it's not the right answer. You know, God should come before that. And I try to explain to them that it's not an either or thing. I mean, you put God first, what does he want you to do with your family? Take care of your family, love your family. So you don't have to pick one or the other, but priority it makes all the difference, because anything above him is an idol.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen. So then let's go now to 2017. And what is the acronym REF for, which looks like the abbreviation for referee?
Yeah, REF was an idea. After I came to the conclusion of getting back on track and I surrendered, I gave my life back to Christ. I was all fired up. I put the jersey back on and I wanted, I wanted some divine revelation as to what was next. And, I bothered him for like 3 days, relentlessly. And 3 days later, I woke up with the idea, of REF, which is Referees Embracing Faith. And the idea was to have a conference. Lord knows if there's an industry that needs them, it's officiating. So, what was interesting was, as I began looking at the Referees Embracing Faith conference, at the same time, I received an email from a guy named Dan DeFalco, and he was just starting his ministry, SOS, which is Sports Officials Surrendered. Mm. And it was for sports officials of all sports of all levels, which was exactly what I had in mind for the REF conference. So, I called them back and basically we came to the conclusion that, these things were supposed to go together. So SOS now hosts the REF conference every year, and we've had four of them up to date.
But two clarifications. So sports officials, is it officials mean defined as referees and umpires, or is it, no, sometimes you'll hear front office people described as officials, so they're welcome as part of SOS too.
Yeah, it's sports officials as in referees and umpires.
Okay, so then what is the difference between Referees Embracing Faith and SOS, since they all have to do with referees or umpires?
Right, so the ministry is SOS, and through SOS they host the REF conference every year. So
okay.
REF is a yearly conference where we like to invite everyone who can make it and get together.
So clarify then, because I know that there was a REF conference this year, but it sounds to me like the 2021 conference was not the first, or was it?
No, the first one was in 2018 in Dallas, Texas, and 19 was in Ohio. 2020 was virtual due to COVID.
Yeah.
And then 21 was in Denver.
So if anyone's listening right now that is an umpire or a referee and they're interested in REF and or SOS, who should they contact, or where can they turn for more information?
Well, I would, you can Google Sports Officials Surrendered, and get their website.
Okay. We'll leave it to the good people at Google. So before we wrap up, since you mentioned, wife, 2.2 kids, that whole thing, I do want to make sure that I give you an opportunity to share with the audience about your immediate family.
Yes, I have a wonderful wife, Teresa, who we started dating in 1994. So she, I like to say, she got in on the ground floor. In fact, I had to break our first date because I had to go to my first CBA training camp.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My daughter Danielle is a senior, who will be looking to study journalism, and my son is a freshman in high school.
Outstanding. Well, Pat, God bless you and your family, and thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Absolutely. And listeners, let's close this week's episode with our sportsman's prayer, and do it together, of course, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.